Sefer Shoftim Perek Ches, we continue the story of Gideon in Pasuk Aleph. Vayomer lov ish Ephraim, ma hadover hazeh asisa lanu, vebilti koros lanu. The people of Ephraim say, what is this that you didn't call me and call us for battle? Ephraim expresses grief and concern over Gideon not calling them for battle. Gideon responds by harshly reiterating, he killed the Midian leaders of Orev and Zeb. What more do they want from him? Ephraim accepted and retracted their accusation of Gideon. And Pasuk Dalet through Pasuk Tet, Gideon then travels to the places of Pnuel and Sukkos, asking the Jews there for bread for his worn-out and tired soldiers. Both the people of Pnuel and Sukkos deny Gideon and his army bread. Gideon relates both cities will have to face his wrath after he captures the two kings of Midian, Zevach v'Zalmona. And Pasuk Yud, through Pasuk Yud days, Zevach v'Zalmona, the kings of Midian, were in their camps. 120,000 of their soldiers were already killed by Gideon. 15,000 soldiers were remaining as survivors for war. Gideon strikes the camp and captures the two kings. In Pasuk Yud Gimel, through Pasuk Yud Zayin, after capturing the two kings, Gideon heads back and kills the people of Sukkos and Penuel, as he said he would. In Pasuk Yud Ches, Gideon now confronts the two kings of Zevach v'Zalmona before killing them. Gideon tells them, if they would not have killed his fellow brothers, who were such refined people, he would not have to go ahead and kill them. In Pasuk Chaf, right before killing them, Gideon says, "Vayomer Yeser b'choro, kum haragosam." He tells his oldest son, Yeser, go and kill them. But the Nar, the young boy, Yeser, who was Gideon's Bechor, did not take out his sword to kill them because he was scared that he was young. Gideon then follows through by making the kill himself as was requested by Zevach v'Zalmona. Gideon now takes the battle emblems of the kings of Midian, Gideon and Zalmona, as a souvenir and a sign of his victory. The Ramah Wali points out that Gideon's son Yeser was actually a Gilgal of Yisro, the father-in-law of Moshe, who was a Kohen Midian. Now, in this Gilgal, Yeser would have the opportunity to kill one of the leaders of Midian, therefore making a tikkun, a rectification for Yisro. However, Yeser did not make the kill as Gideon requested, and therefore did not make this rectification, this tikkun that could have been made. That's why Yeser and Yisro are the same letters. In Pasuk Chav Beis and Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vayomer ish Yisrael el Gideon, Moshe banu gamata. Now the people of Klal Yisrael try to get Gideon to take the mantle of leadership for them. Gam ben bincha, ki hoshatu anu biyad Midian. Your kids and your grandkids, they should be our leaders. They should lead us. Because you saved us from the hand of Midian. Gideon responds, not me, not my kids, and not my grandkids. Hashem yimshul b'chem. Hashem will be your leader. Hashem will rule over you. Gideon denies the leadership of Miso. This is a spot where we see Gideon's great anivus and great humility, because one of the signs of a true leader of Klal Yisrael is that they always diminish their kavod and increase and be marbet the kavod of Hashem. Gideon asks, in Pasuk Chav Dalet through Pasuk Chav Zayin, Gideon asks Klal Yisrael for the golden nose rings that were collected from the wars of their battle of Midian. Gideon now takes the golden nose rings and he makes an ephod from these nose rings. The Radak says, what's the ephod? He says it's either a belt or a golden garment as a sign of the nes that Hashem did for them by allowing them to win the war. Keep in mind, Gideon's army was only 300 soldiers. The Navi points out that later, this ephod was used as became a thorn in Klal Yisrael's side because it was later used for Avodah Zarah. in Pasuk Chaf Chet through Pasuk Lamed Hei, which is the end of the Perek, Midian was currently no longer a threat for Klal Yisrael. The land was quiet for 40 years. Gideon returned home and had 70 kids. He had a son named Abimelech from his Pelegesh. The Kli Yakard adds, this was not like Shmuel HaNavi, who went around judging Klal Yisrael during his time of tranquility. Because Gideon had returned home and didn't go around judging Klal Yisrael, not like Shmuel HaNavi. And Pasuk Lamed Gimel, the Yamas Gideon ben Yoash, but Seva Tova, in a good old age, but Yitvar bekever Yoash Avi ba'afra Avi Ezri. Gideon passes away, he leaves this world at a good old age. The Medrash Rabbah explains there's a similarity between Gideon and Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, he destroyed his father's Mizbeach. Gideon, he also destroyed his father's Mizbeach. These were the only two people in Tanakh who went ahead and destroyed their father's altar for Avodah Zarah. So therefore, these are the two people in Tanakh that are referred to as dying the Seva Tova. Avram and Gideon, the Pasuk both points out to them for them that they died the Seva Tova in an old age. Now, Klal Yisrael, moving on in the Perek, Klal Yisrael returned to Avodah Zarah. And the last Pasuk Lamed Hei, points out that Klal Yisrael did not respond in the same goodness, with the same gratitude that Gideon and his family, as Gideon had done for them. I would like to point out the Chovos Levavos in Shaar Avodas Elokim gives an amazing lesson of a Karas HaTov and gratitude. That according to the Tovos that we receive from a person, according to the goodness that we receive, we are supposed to give back in that measure. So too for Hashem, who overwhelms us with kindness. And when we see the goodness that Hashem does for us, we should be so inspired and have so much Hakaras HaTov and gratitude for the Tovos Hashem does for us, and we should use those good feelings as a source in order to motivate us to give back, do the mitzvahs, and serve Hashem. So the Navi points out over here that Klal Yisrael had a lack of Hakaras HaTov, a lack of gratitude for Gideon and his family, and refers to them, had a lack of Hakaras HaTov for Gideon and his family, and didn't give back the same goodness that Gideon had bestowed to them. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.